ज्ञान किम अंधस ज्ञानांजन शलाका चक्षु मिलित तस्मै श्री गुरव नम वंदे अहम श्रीगुर श्रीजित पद कमल श्रीगुर वैष्णवां श्रीरूपं साधुजातम रघुनाथान्तं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावद्वैतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सर्वन ललिता शिव शाखायतम तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे बृंदावनेश्वरी मिश्रभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि मंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे Translation, it was astonishing that Daksha, who was Prajapati, the maintainer of all living entities, was so disrespectful to his own daughter, Sati, who was not only chaste, but was also a great soul, that she gave up her body because of his neglect. Please repeat after me. It was astonishing that Daksha, who was Prajapati, the maintainer of all living entities, was so disrespectful to his own daughter, Sati, who was not only chaste, but was also a great soul, that she gave up her body because of his neglect. Purport. The word anatma is significant. Anatma, neglect. Atma means the life of the soul. So this word indicates that although Daksha appeared to be living, actually he was a dead body. Otherwise, how could he neglect Sati, who was his own daughter? It was the duty of Daksha to look after the maintenance and comforts of all living entities, because he was situated as Prajapati, the governor of all living entities. Therefore, how is it that he neglected his own daughter, who was the most exalted and just woman, a great soul, and who therefore deserved the most respectful treatment from her father? The death of Sati, because of her being neglected by Daksha, her father, was most astonishing to all the great demigods. In India, this word Sati is very common to the Hindus, in chaste woman. It's said, in family life, when girls are born, she is first of all remained under the protection of her father. As she grows up, later on she stays under the protection when father offers her Kannadhan to one boy suitable with whom she can live her whole life, married life. She remains under the protection of a suitable boy who could be her husband, live together happily and bring children. That means her married life. Putra Trek Yote Bhajya. This is also Jagga. Jagga Avoy Vishnu. For the pleasure of Vishnu to Jagga. Marriage is also Jagga. Vibhava Jagga is called. Then, and the point is, then the girl, when he loses one day her husband, or he goes away, as when he gets down 50, he's supposed to Panchasottam, when he becomes 50, largely, usually, he's supposed to take Vanaprastha, leave his wife. Sometimes, see, if she's too attached to husband, or cannot live without him, then sometimes take her also to place of pilgrimage for a short while, and then leave her with her son. This is set up, usual Indian, Vedic culture, this system. And then she is protected by her elder son. Women should always be protected. There are few others should be always given protection by the administrative head of the country. They are kids, old people, women, Brahmin, according to Vedic scripture. So, it is a duty of father, by any means, how poor he may be, to see a daughter get married. Because if the women are not kept chaste, there will be havoc in the society. You say. So it is very important for the good health of the society, all women should be married. Prabhupada said, in my society, all girls should be married. And this way is a very good arrangement, Vedic culture. And she, if very early, if she gets married, then she has got a, she can focus on one person. Otherwise they are very restless. And Prabhupada said, according to Manu Samhita, they shouldn't be given independent. Sometimes they are little, though they were old, excuse me. Sometimes still they have a tendency to be like little childlike nature they have. They're not so serious usually by nature, like men in general, Prabhupada said. But they have got many other good qualities. They are simple by nature and very easily have faith in God, something independent, surrender and inclined towards God consciousness, unlike men. They will try to lord over. These are the good aspect of the person. So it's good for them. So it is the duty of father. Now, from a child, when she's young, is all these things are arranged. By seeing what is called by the chart. I forgot what it's called in English, the chart, the main birth chart, according to her birth and his birth, to see whether they are compatible. I'm bringing all these things, but I cannot speak much about what Prabhupada said, and I purport more than that. So this aspect I'm bringing, sati. So, they live happily. There may be sometimes little fight, the personality clash, defense of opinion. Prabhupada said, it's nothing, but husband and wife, there will be sometimes fire, sometimes disagreement. They again, they settle it. This is going on from time immemorial in India. Still, I don't know what is the marriage back, what percentage. I think still it's pretty low. Only in the city, some young girls or boys, but can't arrive marriage. A very well net. Is Indian society, Hindu society, I know, at least in India, still, how poor it may be. Prabhupada said, this is a very good social system. Otherwise, there will be havoc in terms of purity of the society. It will be just like Prabhupada once said, if you get milk, bottle of milk, why maintain a cow? Like the Prabhupada gave an example. In other words, society becomes, there is no society, society, family life. Become. There will be opulence maybe in the society, or material advancement, sense enjoyment, unlimited. And people don't get married. They will have friends who will say, this is animal life. Friend is there, of the opposite gender, which is happening. And even in countries who have, the root is Vedic culture. Young boys, girls in college, girlfriend, boy, I don't know what rate, how intimately they are meeting, associating the situation, whereby they can misuse all these things, family planning thing. They can misuse all this. But the thing is, that is why Prabhupada introduced this this Vedic culture throughout the world, so that the countries whose culture is Vedic culture, the root, they rectify themselves, reform, and others learn it, accept it, seeing such a unhappy people are, though they have got opulence and so many things in life, but at heart no peace and happiness. It's good in general for the people throughout the world, Vedic culture, Prabhupada wants to introduce. That is why he set up the ISKCON system. But the reality is, that may not be very favorable or very bright. It looks a little dull and dark because we are not following Prabhupada's time. That is why it says, spiritual life means like razor edge. You follow strictly, you're good. You do not follow, it could be very bad result. You're not serious, maintain the standard, it's happening. So saintly person comes, first it means good, he begins, then he goes, there may not be, purity is not there, they will fall apart. They don't know how to solve the problem. So, in Vedic, ages you find the great ladies, that is why. Draupadi, though apparently look like common people, don't understand, they are all fallen. Oh, one woman, she has got five husbands. She is not an ordinary woman, she has come out from the fire sacrifice. She is not like you, any, I don't know, any men. Among men, they say any common guy, he's not like a Tom, Dick and Harry. But in woman's case, I don't know if there is any word like that. Is there any word like that? No. She's not like an ordinary girl. She is. So she can have, she is exceptional. Or Kunti. Similar have, she is associating with others to have child. And because her husband cannot have, a woman must have children. That is the meaning of marriage life. A girl attain womanhood when she gets married, Prabhupada said. A girl, in India they all know, if a girl doesn't get married, she doesn't know what is woman's life is. Woman's attain her maturity when she gets married. Full womanhood is flourished, developed, when she gets married. So, among them those are idols, they are great ladies. They are great ladies. They say in Vedic literature, these ladies are great, though they have faced so many difficulties. Husband could be the greatest demon, but still she is a great lady. Draupadi, Kunti, Ravan's wife, Mandodari, Bali's wife, Vasudeva, Tara, those his case. She is in a case, it's very difficult to maintain all this thing, chastity. But still, she is very standard. This is test. We are all having test. Go through. Everything comes, devotees think, any odds, reverse, adverse condition, devotee, accept this. This is the mercy of Krishna, I have to face it. So I have to. And some nice concept. This is the blessing of Krishna. Both. Father slaps son, mother, sometimes pet, give them cake, chocolate. That is good. But both, absolute platform, for his ultimate good. He knows later on. Like that. Here it is. So, everybody has to go through test, even ladies. And this way, she can become great lady. She becomes sati and worshipable. And simply by remembering, there are five, six satis. I mentioned Draupadi, Kunti, Tara, Mandodari, yes, and some wife of some sage. Anusuya. Kandari is also great. Yeah. But specifically, there are five mentioned. He said, if you remember that, then you can make tremendous advance when you be them. So great. It's not that somebody, I'm great, say, about something like that, no. Somebody, she's very pure. She can also, you may not be able to do her anything. Very chaste. It's a very great chaste. One story like that. The one guy is a great, very powerful sannyasi or something. So, he can do curse anybody, do any harm to anyone, everybody is scared. So, full story. I don't remember, I'm telling you. And so, something happens, he just curses him on the right and left hand. In such a heavy punishment. So something happened. One crow did something wrong. He looked at him and burned to death. So one day he going as a sadhu or a mendicant or a sannyasi, he's going. Usually somebody is renowned, gets usually carried away because he gets so much respect. He's like a guru, almost, not stamped, but just as good as a guru. So he's very powerful, a sannyasi. Means he is very high class Brahmin. So seeing this, they get carried away giving their power. He says, one who become very powerful, usually sometimes misuse, then Krishna also, Lord also, you know, giving punishment. Crashes. Giving good lesson. So he went there. And going to different places, usually sannyasi means he's called bhikkhu. Bhikkhu means he beg. A Brahmin is supposed to beg. You remain humble, so that. So he's going to house to one houseman, and some woman, she was very nice lady, she was taking a sneeze. The woman is considered chaste, and she's how bad the husband is, she's always trying to keep him always happy, pleased, all that. Though husband shouldn't take advantage of that. And he has to pay for her also. He should do her duty as a matter of fact. This is the one, so this is very subtle. And I should judge in scripture there. Now, she is very, you know, chaste lady. She's taking care of her husband. She knows there's a guest. It is said in the scripture, Otithi Devo Bhava. When some guest comes, host should treat him like Deva. Deva in this case, almost like Narayan or God. In your house, you should treat him. Even if he's enemy, inimical to you, he was. We should treat him in such a way that he feels, he doesn't feel anxiety, he can do any time harm to me. Actually, it's not in Vedic literature. I heard every religion they say that. I heard even in Islam they say that guest, any enemy, you should treat him, give him first class food, care, food, so that he won't feel anxiety. I think also Bible, something like that, isn't it? I don't know. I read Bible and forgot maybe. So, Quran, something like that. So, she's taken. So, she's getting. He, that guy, very powerful, you see. Why is she so late? She's not giving me enough. Yes, I'm trying to take care of you. I'm taking care of my husband, Sajin. Then I'm coming, please. He's getting angry. What? He's not taking care of me. I'm guest. What did he know about all this? I'm so powerful. Got very angry. Yeah. After a little while, she opened the doors. And he said, don't think you can look at him like a look at somebody and burn him into ashes like you did to a crow. So he at once came to you and said, how did she know? It is written that man can become a great yogi, woman can become also a very exalted person. By God's grace, can know so many things. There are many incidents like that. There are many incidents, there are great, exalted personality sages. And there are others, they ask such intricate questions for enlightenment. Just like that, there was Jagavalpa, and there are also others, Gargi. She's very advanced. She asked such questions to Jagavalpa. He wants to think a lot. This is the answer. He's not just, he's just asking. He's also very elevated. And there are some Vedic literature, Upanishad, others, named after some great personalities, even some after women also, maybe. Or they compose. So exalted. Not unlike Kunti. In Vedic literature, Mahabharata, the great, great ladies named there. And our saintly persons say women should be always think about them so that they can be their ideal example to them. Huh? In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set of example, Srivas Thakur, and Nityananda's wife, great ladies. Nityananda's wife was Vasudha Janava, Mother Janava, a great preacher. And all the Indra Goswamis, when she used to come, treat her with such a reverence, and she's a great leader, and she's giving initiation. Somebody wanted to go, wanted to take Nityananda's son, wanted to take initiation of Advaita Acharya. Advaita said, no, you are meant for your mother. She, Mother Janava, is not own mother. It's like a Vasudha Janava. The two are co-wives of Nityananda, but they are twin sisters of Sujata's circle. Got married. Mother Vasudha had this son, Birbhadra. Bichanda? So Aditya said, no, you go back. Yeah. You are meant to be initiated by. You understand? Such a great lady. And some disturbing element when she was traveling to Vrindavan, some disturbing element was in trouble, and later on has to come, ask for forgiveness. Some gundas, ruffians, and understand she's a very powerful lady. So this way, ladies can become also involved. In our movement also, Prabhupada said, among my disciples, there are many girls that are as good as my boys. They do wonderful service. But at the same time, he also reminded these girls their responsibility, how they should be, and advance in Krishna consciousness. And I could appreciate it. You may say some of his girls, she could be, some few girls could be as good as many GBC. You know. He said, I allowed them to give also class, Prabhupada's students. Very, very nice girls, Prabhupada. The knowledge that even in distributing books and other activity. I don't know how much I can tell about this, but you tell me about next verse, I can tell. But in this verse, I will find much thing to tell. This daksha, he is expert. Daksha means he can bring so many children. But Prabhupada said, this is not a persons who are too sexually inclined and materialistic become hard-hearted because of a slight loss of prestige, because his son-in-law, who is a great devotee, one of the greatest devotees, didn't stand up to show him respect. He got so upset and cheated his own daughter, whom he is supposed to take care of. Even dying, he will take care of him. So Prabhupada said, chaste woman, a great soul, Parvati, who therefore who neglected his daksha, who therefore deserved the most respectful treatment, Parvati, from her father, the death of Sati, because of her being neglected by daksha, her father was most astonishing to all great demigods. But he has to know what price he has to pay. Simply becoming father is not. Every living entity says in scripture, one day become father, he can become easily, or mother. But real father is one who makes his children Krishna conscious. He can be called father. One who makes his son, daughter, Krishna conscious. Real husband, one can be husband, can be called husband, you see, my wife is becoming Krishna conscious. At least he does his best, he does his own. He does not become a real father is one who makes his son, daughter Krishna conscious. Real teacher is one. Simply, he has to see my disciple student become Krishna conscious. I am taking him back to earth. This is qualification. Many other qualities is one. His responsibility. Teacher, student has got a responsibility towards his heavy, towards his guru. And guru has a responsibility towards his disciple. There is sometimes it is warning given, be careful. How much you can take them back to Godhead like that. Accordingly, know your capacity and guru. Otherwise you have to face the consequence. These things are detailed there in scripture. All detailed. But in order to save the whole world, sometimes teachers take responsibility. Take some time, risk, run the risk. It doesn't matter. If somebody is a very highly elevated soul and pure, at the risk of their life, spiritual life, sometimes whatever happens to me, I try to bring them to Krishna consciousness. They are potito pavan, want to deliver others. What happens to me doesn't matter. Krishna considers their case, provided he is highly elevated and very, very pure. So one should know himself, where he stands spiritually, because symptoms are given in the scripture. Who is a Brahmin? Who is not a Brahmin? Who is a devotee? Who is not a devotee? Who is an ideal Gurist? Who is not? Who is a Swami, Goswami, Sannyasi? Who is not? Who is a guru? Who is not? All these things are there. It appears that may not be up to that high standard. Everything is in detail. Next verse dealing with that. I thought today, the next verse should be reading. Who is a Brahmin? Who is a Brahma Bandhu? Who is a Goswami? Who is a Godasa? Who is a Bhakta? Who is a Sahaja? Take it very cheaply, it's not serious. In this thing, Prabhupada detail, and not detail, some little explain, we can tell in detail. That second, next verse, I can tell all. This verse, life of the soul, this significant Atma, neglecting. Father is neglecting daughters, and everybody is supposed to be, he is a praja, prakrishtaja, he created, he is supposed to maintain all living entities. And his daughter fast. His own daughter, so harsh, hard-hearted, he mentioned. Then I will say, in Krishna consciousness, we should learn from this. That's all. And then we don't become hard-hearted, to our neglectful, to our duties, to our children, offspring. Yagre Prabhupada giving us an opportunity in ISKCON. To some may not come with a good background, many of our devotees. Then, if he and so to do that, makes their children, girls, boys, good children, from the very childhood, taking only Krishna prasad, seeing father and mother, then worshiping Radha Krishna, every day teaching them, bow down, put on tilak. Then if they become early days, the seed is sown in their heart by the parents, who are supposed to be their first guru. Actually parents, father, mother, supposed to be first guru, if they are like that. And then, in future, definitely they become wonderful devotees. Especially, if they don't, youth, if they become a little shy in front of others to act like that, when they become old, definitely. This is always the case. In the life of Maharaj Parikshit came, who said, two things are important to become a pure devotee. Born in the family of pure devotee, Vaishnava, and come in touch with the pure devotee. These two factors. Yeah. Prabhupada's case, Prabhupada had that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, Maharaj Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami, meaning like that. Yeah. And he's gone, so Prabhupada said,
Don't say India, they're trying to become copy West, and Western countries are those who are not spiritually that much, advanced. Prabhupada gave an example. It's like a blind man and a lame man. You compare lame man, India and Indian, they are economically impoverished. Backward. Well, many countries are materially very advanced, but spiritually, they have far-reaching vision. So let us say, they're blind, cannot see them well. What will happen to me? I mean, building, 100-story building, then. But after death, I don't know what is my future. What will happen to me? Anytime I die, I commit suicide, the taxman is coming. Mr. Stone, I don't know in this country, but India is like that. Mr. Chakravarti is there. Hey, run away. Not in the dreams, darling, India. Their houses, they come. Often in newspaper, front page in India, this thing. Everybody knows. India, especially, I mean, in this country. But I heard sometimes. I don't know, Australia, at least in America, or some other countries. They jump from the 50-story building. He doesn't know how to show all this thing. This guy is very clever. India gave them prize, otherwise they may take bribe. We can catch that much money. He cheated us, you will get that much portion. So they don't like to take the bribe, rather try to catch him. It so happened in one big organization preaching Krishna consciousness, one guy became their life member. Made a multi-story building in one of the top India's business city. Is all the money come from. Not the top one, next top one. The big. And his name is there, this building. And he often, devotees knows that government people, custom officers, they're looking for him. And he doesn't know where to take shelter. He's trying to hide himself and he's in panic. And later on he died. Maybe because of anxiety he died. He can't show where he got this money to build such a huge building. At that time, long ago, it cost at that time 4 crores. I don't know whether it cost 16 crores now. If not 16, it will cost some 8, 10. 12 crores now must be 8, 10. Huge building still now. We heard he died. Government, they are looking for him everywhere, combing. Why did you get? Now even somebody got the best car of India, Dahu or maybe another one with General Motors and on German concern together. If somebody buys one, 7 lakh or more, at one government customer said, after him, where did you get this man? Okay, so, I don't know about other countries, but I'm telling what Prabhupada said, and I know. Any time, and so he cannot sleep. In some other advanced country, people at night take sleeping pill. Otherwise, he can't sleep. So much anxiety in subconscious mind. And there is going to running to this party, that party. And India, people will see, laughing angry because he might have hidden some place in his bathroom, toilet, some under something. Big cash notes of the future, unaccounted. So his men, other or film star, the director or producer, he might have told, he asked, why you ask the demand so much? He said, no, I want as much as you have to use. So his men informed the government men through other phone or something, and they looked for him at a particular time. And you see, he's going to sleep at the time. He definitely at that time will be in his house at once at the time come. It could be a big businessman, tycoon, it could be a film star, get cash money quickly. I don't know, it's them time together. So Prabhupada said, so the blind man and the lame man help each other. The blind man can say, I am strong, you come on my shoulder and I will carry you. You tell me the path. And this way, the very culture, the root is India. They and other countries, the material pretty advanced. They can together spread this Krishna consciousness, so the people of the world come here, take up this Krishna consciousness. See, you test it here, you practice it like us, give it a try, come to our temple, take prasad. You don't want to chant, take prasad. You don't like to take prasad, read books. Like, you like dancing, dance with the devotees. You want some nice food, try curry. You can come any day and take this. I can do some service. Gradually you come. This way you bring him to Krishna consciousness. Every person should bring somebody. Very urgent to be a preacher. Preacher means bring somebody to Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says. And Krishna is very pleased. Krishna says, Natcha tasmat manusyesu. Nobody is so dear to me, was, will be, than one who preaches the signs of Krishna consciousness. So, it should be judged how much you are preaching, how many people you bring into Krishna consciousness, making them bhakta. So everybody should try to become bhakta, good strong yogi, and make others Krishna bhakta. Whether men or women, anyway. This is ISKCON, Prabhupada says. ISKCON devotees are supposed to be all little advanced devotees like a preacher. Himself becomes a guru now, not like a materialistic devotee. Simply I stay in the temple. No. Preach. Whatever capacity you have got, that will preach. Help the machinery in the propagation of Krishna consciousness. Thereby, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very Mahavadanna. He is most broad-minded, munificent, Patita Pavan. He has appeared, and to anybody and everybody who's, even for Brahma is difficult to get, love of God, he is distributing through Nityananda. So he every day chants, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sriddhita Radha. So then, Hare Krishna, my dear Radharani, my dear Krishna, my dear Ram, please engage me in your service. And by the mercy of devotee, by the mercy of devotee, how do you get their mercy? By become submissive to them, then Krishna will give you Krishna Bhakti. Thank you. Have you any question or comment? I didn't tell any story today. Usually hard people want to know some story about this. There were two ladies, great lady. I don't know story, but India people follow tradition. So they did that. They also, their near and dear ones die, take the dust, they take the ash and put in Badrinath, Alakananda, Ganga, Jamuna, and think thereby she or he is near and dear ones. Have a destination. I can't remember. This is not relevant here. I can always remember. If you show me somewhere, I can see what Papa Prabhupada said. I can, if I have got some capacity, I can throw some light. Right now, I cannot tell more than this. Still now, in India, even the famous person, they follow them. The Prime Minister, his mother died, then the ash, going to Himalaya himself, flying a plane, put my mother's ash on Alakananda, on Jamuna, on Prayag, famous Tirtha, so that she get the destination she's going. And common people in general make prasad of Narayan, Vishnu, by their priest in holy place like Jagannath Puri, Gaya, Kurukshetra, Vrindavan, and the holy river near. Yeah, there are some rituals there, offer it to their forefathers, or is near and dear guy. Yeah, and also Sad, the Brahmins, exalted, or devotees, and thereby, if they are pleased, and they get the benefit. Don't remain ghost or in a horrible state, in painful condition. They don't suffer. The scriptures say. So in India, the tradition in Hindu families, It doesn't matter where, in South or Kerala or Kashmir, Gujarat or Assam, Bengal, they are all Hindus. Prabhupada also mentioned this kind of. If you feel you are not good Vaishnav, so do this. You are doubtful about your parents near and dear all the time. Everybody doesn't do that ass, but this everybody do. Yeah? I can hear it. Most important. Even Prabhupada told one of his disciples, when I leave body, listen, do one thing. I'm leaving some money, you go to all moths, go to your moth, and give every moth some money until you have a little. The devotee can come and cook everything, give this money, feed the Brahmin, is fed. If the devotees are fed, then if they are pleased, they get the blessing, she get, he get the benefit. Krishna is pleased. Shall I finish? Any question? Murali? You know all these things, you come from Hindu background. This is a common thing in India. Everybody comes. Every Indian, especially come from Hindu background. Vanashram background, they know, they do their in their family, their father's deep. They have to do. Very simple. Once in a lifetime, everywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once told his mother, Mother, I am going out for some time. Where are you going? My father died. Only usually they see a year passed, then he goes. Yeah? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when his father disappeared, after some time, maybe a year or so, he thought, I have to do my duty. Every son has a duty towards his father, mother. He goes to Gaya. Gaya is one of the oldest. Why Gaya? Lord Ramchandra even went to Gaya for his father when he died, Dasarath, to give Narayan Vishnu's prasad to his father. And actually he said that Lord, Dasarath personally came to take it. Something like that. Let's check it. Mother Sita was also with Ramchandra at that time. And many others. I think Yudhishthira, he also went for his father. Thank you. And that place is there. Ramshila, where Ramchandra did all this. So people go there, pay obeisance for Ramchandra. Gaya. Gaya is considered in this way one of the oldest cities in the world, in Bihar. Also Benaras, some of the cities in India are considered thousands of thousands of thousands of years old. Not in Kali Yuga, it was in Satya Treta Dapar Yuga. Ramchandra came Satya Treta Yuga. Millions of years old, these cities. Kashi also, very old city, Benares. So when any guest comes, India government's royal, they take him to Kashi. So the Ganges Ghat in a boat ride. And the queen came from England. They gave her a boat ride, and she's seeing all the old ghats where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has passed time, maybe other great personality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has passed time there, teaching his associates, 10 days. And so, jewel of Vishnu from here maybe, or Lord Shiva fell, Manikarnika Ghat, as old as this. Quack, where the nectar fell, and the Garuda snatched away from somebody. And then there was a splash and it fell 4 places. One is Haridwar, is considered the gate to the spiritual world, gate to the abode of Hari. And also Samadhan named Vashava, Harki Pari. And then Lord Shiva's. Anyway, then another place, Prayag, where 3 rivers meet, Ganga Jamuna, Saraswati. Saraswati unmanifest, Ganga Jamuna. If some take bother, particularly at that time when nectar fell, he can get also like Amrita, that means immortality. Prabhupada mentioned. But it has to be exactly perfect. How many persons do all this perfect in Kali Yuga? But still, you get some benefit. Even great personality come in these guys, Prabhupada says. Some devotee one day was collecting by distributing book, maybe not treating if somebody doesn't give enough for the book. So another devotee complained to Prabhupada, he is treating like a stick danda. Oh, call him. Hey, I don't like to mention him. Hey, I heard you are distributing book, but sometimes you are mistreating people if he does not give enough up to your expectation, money. Do you know? Here are many great personalities. Be careful. You cannot recognize them. He said that these guys from other planets, maybe great personalities come, maybe Narada Muni coming, Brahma coming. These guys, just to take a dip and see, they don't know. They may introduce each other. So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda went. Actually, usually the yogis go more. Yeah, great way. Still, devotees go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda went. Prabhupada went. 2-3 times Prabhupada went. They're sick and giving lecture. And devotees are chanting. And still now, every year, Kumbhamela, if the big one is better. And they highly appreciate devotees chanting, ISKCON is distributing prasad in Kumbhamela. India government make it a city temporary, where there are people more than Bombay and Calcutta. Maybe 2 crore, 20 million people sometimes gather. 20 million sadhu and other people. Biggest gathering of sadhus in the world. Sadhus conference. Hare Krishna. Hare, thank you.